I'm convinced we can all hear God. And this is evident because it is in the Bible. It's written in the Bible. We see Jesus demonstrating this for us along with his disciples. And we can do the same things that the Lord can do. In fact, Jesus said even greater things because of what he's doing, because he went back to the Father and he sent us the Holy Spirit. So I'm excited to present to you some revelation God gave me about how to learn to discern the voice of God. It is possible to know the difference between yourself, between the pizza you ate, too much of a cheese dinner, as they say in England, the voice of God from yourself and the enemy. It is possible, and I want to unpack this with you right now. Lord, I pray right now to awaken our ability, each person listening to me right now. God, give us eyes to see and ears to hear. Break any negative connections that people may have had with the prophetic or hearing God or anything that's clouded or blocked us with the ability to hear and see in the Spirit. Forgive us, Lord, if we've not valued your words or not tested them properly. Let us overflow with revelation in abundance in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, hearing the voice of God, being able to learn to discern, takes practice, but it is not rocket science and it is not difficult. You can actually start right now by doing a few habits or steps. These are things I started years ago and I still do on a daily basis or at least weekly basis. I'm doing it all the time. First of all, write down and record what God says to you. That's step one.